Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
So you were getting the... Well, first off, I'm just avoiding it. We wish good death to the Indians for 2019. Well, I was going to bring up how people were giving you guff for watching Game 2 of the NBA Finals, but I'm just going to get to it real quick right now. It was a good run while it lasted. Yeah, it's over.
Are you officially saying it's over now?
It's over.
Because Adam the Bull was none too happy with us at the Golf Alley on Friday.
I don't care if he wasn't at... Which, by the way, okay, let me mention
none
this.
None too happy.
Bull, I actually hit the ball pretty decent on Friday.
I never saw you.
I didn't see you. That's how they do it. They do that on purpose. They do that on purpose. So you and I, we're away from each other. They like to separate us. They separate the bad kids in class. And so we're on basically completely opposite ends of the golf course. And so I actually hit the ball decent. Now I was playing with Nick from Extend. And I was with him. And then Cookie Pie and Tony from Extend were behind us, you know. And I actually hit some pretty good shots because last year it was just an abomination. It was first time out and it was bad and just awful. This time out, I actually hit some good shots. We used my drive a few times. I had the big drive, yeah, a couple times. And I'm not a strong hitter. You know that, yeah, because it's basically, if I want any accuracy, it's all shoulders. So looks can be deceiving. Lima, in fact, is probably, of the entire staff, you're probably the biggest driver. You're a boomer. No,
Dustin, like every five shots or six shots can just obliterate a golf ball.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's really strong and one hell of an athlete. Insane. But usually Lima is a boomer of a driver. Well, anyway, I got the big drive a couple times. We used one of my, it was right down the you-know-what. And so we're sitting there and we get up and we're getting ready to hit the shot. I'm just, getting ready to get out my four hybrid because that's what I do. I basically play driver hybrid and try to get a putter going. And, all of a sudden, I hear Bull behind me. And the second I heard Bull, I go, I'm going to duff this. I'm absolutely going to duff it. And I go up there and chunk the biggest, fattest, stupidest shot ever. It goes like 5 feet. I just pull out another ball, roll it down there in the grass, hit another worm burner like 30 yards up. I'm looking at him going, the second he left, we go up there, chip shot, boom, right on the fringe. Which for me, you understand, for me is a hell of a shot. That's John Rahm type stuff.
You're the George Hill of the group.
Yes.
Like when no one's looking, you're doing fine.
I'm the Kyle Lowry of golf. When I'm playing regular season, nobody cares. I'm okay. When everybody's paying attention, it's like, 4 of 11, and I really should have been able to score more. We'll get the Glenn and the Falls here in a second. I know that.
Oh, it was a blast. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Seriously.
It was a great time.
A lot of fun. In fact, I felt bad. I did not want to turn our scorecard in because.
Was it good?
So Dustin Fox ended up teaming up with us for most of the round. So we had an unfair advantage. We had five guys.
Wait a minute. I thought he was supposed to be bopping around.
He was supposed to be bopping around, but, the allure of playing with me obviously was intoxicating.
It's frustrating. How was it to play with him? I heard that belt was exceptional.
Oh, he had a very nice belt on. He had a very nice outfit altogether. He looked like a PGA professional. Ah. The only thing he didn't have was the advertisements on the shirt. Yes, he was styling and profiling out there on the golf course.
Well, good for him.
But we got off to a rough start, and I'm like, guys, we're not competing for anything. We can't win anyway. There's five of us. No one will believe us if we do well. So just have fun. And then something strange happened. Like, after the first five holes, and we were just, like, one under, which, at Mallard Creek, that's not going to get it done in a scramble, especially with five guys.
Yeah.
We went on a birdie tear. My group, and it wasn't
good
me.
For you.
It wasn't me. My buddy Brian was just dialing it in.
Good for buddy Brian.
And all of a sudden, we're at 10 under, and I go, I'm not turning in the scorecard. Because people saw us on the first, like, five holes, and I go, they're not going to believe us. I'm not turning the scorecard.
You're not eligible to win anyway, are you?
I know, but yeah. I didn't even want the veneer or the thought that we could be cheating. And so I'm like, no, I don't want any part of this. And so I did not turn our scorecard in. And I have no idea if anybody else did. You do not want to be the cheaters at your own outing, or at least be labeled the cheaters at your own outing.
What, were you there for the award ceremony?
We had to go right before, so I was not able to stick around.
Ah, because I left at 5.
Yeah. Oh, you left early, didn't you?
Yeah. We had a little tot T-ball. So I'll talk about that some other time. We have more pressing news.
What snacks did you bring?
Oh, I brought goldfish and Rice Krispies treats.
There you go. That's not too bad.
It was good.
You can do without the goldfish.
I thought he was going to, I might as well tell it now. Well, with the Indians lineup, he could probably play in the Indians lineup right now and no one would notice.
He was young kids up.
Way better than I thought he was going to be.
That's good.
This is going to be rough. And he, for whatever reason, it clicked on some of the concepts that I tried to teach him a ways ago, because it was a busy summer so leading up to it, and we had the kid and everything, so I couldn't get out with him the way I wanted to. And he was way better than I thought he was going to be. There was one kid, though. This kid was Mike freaking Trout. I'm telling you right now, if Mike Chernoff is listening right now, you got to get over to North Ridgeville and put a sign on right now.
Are you at
there
all?
There was one kid. He was amazing.
He's the babe of the league.
He had to play catch with his dad because he threw the ball too hard and too well. That's how good this kid was. I could not believe what I was seeing.
Well, he'll be entered into the league's testing.
Well, there you go.
Procedures. Wait, are you worried at all because people know who you are that now, unfairly so, kind of like LeBron's kid.
Beg your pardon?
Unfairly so, people are going to be targeting your kid.
I don't play sports. LeBron plays sports.
Yes, but that doesn't matter because if your kid's terrible, there's going to be more chatter about it than if it were just Joe Schmo's kid.
I don't care. Whatever.
Well, you say that, but you don't want the chatter.
Well, I don't want people to say how bad he is.
You don't want the Reddit boards.
Honestly, if you're saying 3-year-old kids are so bad at sports, maybe you should look inward. Okay? I said I was happy with how he played. Obviously, there's room for some improvement there, but they're 3. So if you have boisterous opinions over toddlers, he just started to grasp the concept of using a toilet. I don't necessarily know if we really want to make damning opinions on his defense there at second base right now. I don't know if we want to do that. Of course, he's a lefty, and we were just getting that figured out. He is it looks like he's going to be a lefty, so it's probably going to be moved over to right field or first base or maybe third base. But I don't
Told
know.
You.
It takes something to play
Told
the hot
for
course.
Years, baseball is very biased against the left-hander unless you can pitch. There are very few spots for you.
Can't play short. You can't play second base. Catcher's impossible. Catcher's
I've
not going to happen.
I've said for years they need to, once a week, reverse the diamond. Give everybody a chance. First base should be third base and so on and so
on. We can probably do the same thing for the Indians, and it's not going to matter. You see, I keep trying to transition because nobody wants to talk about, the season. It's over.
Well, get ready for your next 6 against the world beaters, Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees.
It's done.
Have fun with this homestand.
It's done.
Hey, if you love watching good baseball, you're going to see 2 of the best teams in the majors.
If you're a real big Jason Kipnis fan, now's the time to go and see him, which is basically the same thing as Kenny, grandma's been sent to hospice care.
Oh, no. Come on.
If you have some time.
They're just going to make Kipnis feel comfortable here at the end?
If you have some time, you need to go see your grandmother because it could be the last time you go see Gamma. Okay?
Well, you can go see Kip at his new restaurant in Columbus.
Nana Kipnis is on her way out. So you might want to go see her and get those final memories of Nana Kipnis before it's over. And we have Glenn in the Falls. Glenn, good morning. Glenn!
Good morning.
Yes, talk.
Yeah, there he is.
I've got a dilemma. I need you gentlemen to solve this dilemma for me.
That's a way to start the conversation.
What? I've been married for 26 years to my darling bride. And this year, I'm 52 years young, and my wife decides to get me Indians tickets to go see the Yankees on Sunday. I need to know what else I can do down there after 2 innings when the Indians have been down now 13-0.
Now, wait a second. Are you unfamiliar with this show, Glenn? Because the guy sitting across the table from me would proclaim, bring on the Yankees. Bring them on.
That was back when they cared. That was back when the Indians cared.
On.
No, that was a different Indians team, not this Indians team.
That was the beginning.
Anthony, I thought I'd ask you, being the international man of leisure, where I need not to go in case I need to get syphilis.
Ah, you knew it. You knew it.
Testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Syphilis. I like that. Syphilis. International syphilis. Man of
syphilis. 21 cases of syphilis.
Hey, real quick.
I said I have syphilis. Oh my God, Hannah.
Did she say at the beginning of that? Did she go onion ring? Did she say onion ring in there?
I don't think
here,
so.
Listen. Play it again.
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Right
onion ring.
What do you mean?
We just uncovered it. No, it's onion ring.
She says, what do you mean? You're the one who put it together.
Let's start over. Actually, I think
hold on. One more time.
Oh.
Onion ring. I think she says, what do you mean?
It's onion ring.
I don't think it's onion ring.
Here we go.
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Onion ring.
Syphilis.
I think she's saying onion ring.
There ain't no way she's saying onion ring.
I didn't know onion rings could give you such things. Owen, what'd she say?
I mean, I was always under the impression that she said, what do you mean? But the more I listen to it now, it's pretty close to onion ring.
Volunteer testing for syphilis.
What do you mean?
Syphilis.
It's not onion ring.
21 cases of syphilis.
We just uncovered it.
Stop talking and thinking with your stomach. It's not onion ring.
Onion ring, man.
Meanwhile, we're still working on getting Marcia Gay Harden. And
it's not going to happen.
This weekend, I kind of stayed in, believe it or not, on the weekend.
Watch Indians baseball. That one worked out well for you.
Unfortunately. I was not the international man of leisure. And what do you know? Mystic River's on, because that's a hoot to get you ready to go out for the evening. And Marcia Gay Harden.
A bunch of friends.
Oh, yeah. Bring them over. Have a good old time.
Conway Twitter called him Meemaw Kippy. No, Kenny, you got to go over see Meemaw now. Okay? Meemaw Hand is on her way out. You got to get ready. Okay? You go to see Grandma Bauer and she just cusses you out the second you walk through the door. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember. I didn't like you to begin with. Because that's the thing. When people die, everybody's like, oh, no, they were always a great person. Because no one wants to say anything about the dead. You wait. Because when Meemaw Bauer goes, she's going to have words for everybody on her way out. They're going to find some letter to the entire family how she hates everybody. Because that's the way that's going to work. So let's see. Kipnis, if anybody will take him. Bauer, definitely. Hand, definitely, right?
Make sure you're enjoying Uncle Frankie, too, while you're there.
Hey,
stop it. We're not doing that.
Judas Priest.
Shane, enjoy
we're
it.
We're not doing that.
People have been talking.
Shut up. The people who are talking need to shut up. It's what's another year and a half?
Allegedly.
I mean, that's the timeline, but who knows? It could happen any day.
So Uncle Frankie's already met with the doctor and the prognosis doesn't look good?
It's not good.
Well, they say it's good, but we've seen this before.
I mean, they look...
Wait, is Kipnis the highest paid player on the team?
Probably.
Oh, that's a sweaty shame. Oh, good God almighty. I was watching them when Greg Allen threw the ball into the infield on Friday night, and it's going, there's no rhyme or reason to any of this. It's like a bunch of new coworkers who have just started to work with each other, and they don't know each other yet because they don't know. There's no set lineup every night. And you just see the way they play. It's listless. Yesterday, they didn't even get close to scoring a run. So
they're tied with the White Sox.
Yeah, for second place, and they have the second worst run scored in the American League compared to the Detroit Tigers.
Two games back of the wild card, though.
Great. There you go. And Tampa Bay, the Rangers, and the Boston Red Sox are ahead of them. I'll kiss your bare ass if they're still within two games at the end of July.
Mark it down.
He marked that down.
That tape is marked.
Well, I mean,
I'm serious. This is stupid.
I know.
What are we serious?
At the end of July, they're going to get rid of these players. So I'm perfectly.
I know it
safe.
Sounds hopeless to a lot of fans right now. I actually can conjure up a scenario.
I meant of the Rays, by the way, of the top spot, not that second spot.
I've got a scenario where I think they could get some of these guys out of there, get the young guys up in the lineup. And still, believe it or not, play competitive baseball. Do I think this team has any shot to win any playoff series? No.
Yes, they should try.
No, they'll get obliterated in any playoff
series. I agree. No, I think this is why I say the season's over. I thought I was going to wait till June 14th, but they don't want to wait until June 14th. They wanted to tell me now. So now it's all done, and I'm just going to go in and sign the papers, and we'll pull the plug. It's all over. Yes. So what I do is I go into hospice, Nana Kipnis, pull the plug. Nana, I'll just go room to room, like the angel of death in the Crossroads video, with Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I'm just going to walk into the hospital rooms. Boom. There goes Uncle Kipnis.
Dr. Boom. Ken Kevorkian.
I walk in there. I put my fingers on him just like Uncle Charles. The eyes black out. There goes Brad Hand. Boom. That's the end of that one. That's what it is. And so we'll bring up the young guys. Bobby Bradley. Bring up Bobby Bradley. Who else do we
says
have?
Any
Oscar Mercado's every day.
Any
now?
Moment
Seriously.
You're wasting away with guys like Leonis Martin.
I'll give Jordan Luplow a chance. Get Jake Bowers out of here. Trade him. I don't care. You trade him to a Wendy's. I don't care where you trade Jake Bowers. Just get him out of here. Don't need him on the team. There's so many listless.
You don't need to justify that trade.
These
you've got another catcher that's doing actually better than Jan anyway.
Goodbye.
So you don't have to justify that.
Get him out of here. I'll trade him to the Denny's on 150th. I don't need him on the Indians whatsoever. So get rid of him. Get rid of half of these guys. Bring up some of the young guys. Keep Francisco Lindor. Don't even start with that over there, old bearded one. And then let's get things going and see what they can do maybe. Because if they get enough at bats and there is a little bit of talent there, okay, maybe you can chase a wild card.
At least make the season interesting with the young guys. I don't need them holding on for dear life with, as you said, Grandma Kipnis.
They're not even holding a Meemaw. It's Meemaw Kipnis now. That's the name.
I don't need that. That doesn't do anything for me.
216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima on the Fan.
And Meemaw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.